You're listening to SBS News.
Premier Daniel Andrews says Victoria is well placed to end its current lockdown on Wednesday night, but says it's too early to make that decision.
We are well placed. However, I've never been one to try and make bold predictions. We just have to take this one hour at a time, one day at a time. But I think that this is a promising start.
The state recorded one new locally acquired case and one in hotel quarantine. The new local infection was a case that was under investigation on Sunday and is the mother of a three-year-old child linked to the Holiday Inn cluster. The woman was tested on four occasions on February 13th and 14th and returned both negative and weak positive results. She'd worked at three psychiatric wards in three major hospitals, and those wards have now been locked down, with staff isolating and getting tested. Victoria's lockdown has raised questions about the quality of contact tracing in the state. Daniel Andrews says the most recent data shows the contact tracers are meeting the expected benchmarks.
The most recent data set of 933 close contacts identified on the 11th of February, 931 of those 933 were contacted within the 48-hour period. That's the guideline, that's the standard. That's 99.8%, so that is a very strong result. Yesterday's result on the same measure was 98.7%, and over the past week, when you aggregate them all together, it's 97.2%, so above what is required.
With only a handful of cases to emerge so far, Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton responded to a series of questions about whether a lockdown was necessary. He referred to the cafe worker who worked an 8-hour shift in Terminal 4 at Melbourne Airport as having a significant bearing on the decision.
Imagine if that brunette worker and their close contacts have tested negative, so probably not that infectious. But imagine if that individual were very infectious. We find out all of their close contacts test negative a week later, but the 4,000 people who've been through that terminal over that period of time, there are dozens and dozens of them who subsequently test positive.
The Holiday Inn cluster is said to have started after a man with severe asthma used a nebulizer at the quarantine hotel. Last week, Premier Andrews was adamant the man was told he couldn't use the device, and that was clearly communicated. But the patient, who spent time in intensive care, has told Nine newspapers and Radio 3AW that he declared the nebuliser and was given permission to use it on two occasions. On Saturday, the head of COVID-19 Quarantine Victoria, Emma Cassar, said there was no evidence from their audit that the man told her team he had the nebuliser. The patient has told 3AW he was phoned by Brett Sutton and got a speech about how good the policies are. His voice has been disguised, and he says he wants a call from Daniel Andrews and an apology.
I've seen the comments by Dan Andrews that have said that we have the gold standard in Victoria in hotel quarantine. I think what really surprises me is the fact that nobody really from the Andrews government has tried to reach out and get my side of this story and understand. And I'd expect with the gold standard that you'd be trying to get facts from every single source, not just your own sources. At the end of the day, I really hope that the government can reach out to a lot more people that have gone through the hotel quarantine program and continue to try and improve this so that more people can return to Australia in a safe manner.
Asked for his response, Premier Andrews said he had nothing to add.
I'm sure that a number of people will have spoken with him about all manner of things. He's a positive case. I certainly haven't spoken to him, and I'm not interested in having a debate about these matters. I have nothing to add beyond that. I have nothing to add beyond what the head of CQV said on Saturday.
The first shipment of the Pfizer vaccine has arrived in Australia, with 142,000 doses flown to Sydney Airport. Health Minister Greg Hunt says after checks this week, the first vaccinations will take place next Monday, with quarantine and frontline healthcare workers and the elderly the first to get the vaccine.
A combination of the border and quarantine workers, our frontline health workers, and our aged care and disability residents and staff. That's about ensuring that those that are either most at risk of contracting and transmitting, or those that are most at risk from the consequences of the illness, are dealt with in that first phase. It's expected that first phase will take approximately 6 weeks.
Labor's spokesman on health, Mark Butler, says Australia has been slow to start vaccinations. He noted that more than 170 million people elsewhere in the world have received a vaccination.
In America, it's more than 52 million Americans have received their vaccine, and in the UK, more than a quarter of the adult population has been vaccinated. In those countries, in the US, in the UK and across Europe, the Pfizer vaccine was being delivered to people in less than a week after their authorities approved it.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.